Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Deeper Truth. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Today is Thursday of the third week of Lent, March 16th, 2023, Feast of St. Clement Mary Hobauer. Our Father, who art in heaven, sacred is your word. Your kingdom come, your words be heard on earth as they are in heaven. Give us today your sacred word. Forgive our neglect of it in the past, as we forgive those who neglect us. Lead us toward an encounter with you each time we delve into the scriptures. For your presence, your power, and your glory are ever present among us, now and forever. Father, we beg your blessing for the right to life, the unborn, the weak, the sick, and the old, all who are finding themselves being targets of the vicious culture of death. That our Lord Jesus bless and protect all who stand up for the Christian dignity of persons. That God enlighten those who are traveling down death's highway by their involvement in any way with either the contemporary death culture, selfism, relativism, or any of the New Age errors of our times, that God envelop our culture with his divine protection and help us both individually and as a nation to true enlightenment, conversion, and repentance of ourselves and our culture. Help us to turn from our national sin of abortion and return to and once again become a Christian nation on the narrow road that is the path to becoming a nation and culture under God. Amen. I believe that your divine Son became man and died for our sins, and that he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe these and all the truths which the Holy Catholic Church teaches, because you have revealed them, who can neither deceive nor be deceived. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the Most Holy Sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot at this moment receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there, already here, and unite myself wholly to you. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to your protection, implored your help, or sought your intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto you, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To you do I come. Before you I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in your mercy hear and answer me. Amen. And let us begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And have mercy on us, Lord.
Lord, hear the sound of my call and answer me. My heart cries out for your presence. It is you I seek. Remember your love and your faithfulness, O Lord. Remember your people and have mercy on us, Lord. As sentinels wait upon the daylight, wait for the Lord. I trust in your kindness and redemption and your faithful word. Remember your love and your faithfulness, O Lord. Remember your people and have mercy on us.
Our daily readings, March 16th, 2023. Thursday of the third week of Lent. Reading 1. Jeremiah. From the book of Jeremiah. Thus says the Lord, this is what I commanded my people. Listen to my voice. Then I will be your God, and you shall be my people. Walk in all the ways I command you, so that you may prosper. But they obeyed not, nor did they pay heed. They walked in the hardness of their evil hearts and turned their backs, not their faces to me. From the day that your fathers left the land of Egypt, even to this day, I have sent you untiringly all my servants, the prophets. Yet they have not obeyed me, nor paid heed. They have stiffened their necks and done worse than their fathers. When you speak all these words to them, they will not listen to you either. When you call to them, they will not answer you. Say to them, this is the nation that does not listen to the voice of the Lord, its God, or take correction. Faithfulness has disappeared. The word itself is banished from their speech. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The responsorial psalm. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Come, let us sing joyfully to the Lord. Let us acclaim the rock of our salvation. Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving. Let us joyfully sing psalms to him. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Come, let us bow down in worship. Let us kneel before the Lord who made us. For he is our God, and we are the people he shepherds, the flock he guides. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Oh, that today you would hear his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as in the day of Massah in the desert, where your fathers tempted me. They tested me, though they had seen my works. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Glory and praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Even now, says the Lord, return to me with your whole heart, for I am gracious and merciful. Glory and praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And to the gospel according to the gospel of Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus was driving out a demon that was mute. And when the demon had come out, the mute man spoke, and the crowds were amazed. Some of them said, by the power of Beelzebub, the prince of demons, he drives out demons. Others, to test him, asked him for a sign from heaven. But he knew their thoughts and said to them, every kingdom divided against itself will be laid waste, and house will fall against house. And if Satan is divided against himself, how will his kingdom stand? For you say that it is by Beelzebub that I drive out demons. If I then drive out demons by Beelzebub, by whom do your own people drive them out? Therefore, they will be your judges. But if it is by the finger of God that I drive out demons, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. When a strong man fully armed guards his palace, his possessions are safe. But when one stronger than he attacks and overcomes him, he takes away the armor on which he relied and distributes the spoils. Whoever is not with me is against me, and whoever does not gather with me scatters. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Presenting from Deeper Truth, the Saint of the Day. They say that every dog has its day. Well, so does every saint. And when the saints go marching in, Donald Hartley, the Catholic defender, knows exactly who's going to be in that number. And he'll share them with you every day. That's the Saint of the Day for inspiring true stories of your everyday saint. Don't worry, they won't bite.
Saint Clement Mary Hofbauer, born in 1751, the youngest of 12 children. Clement was 6 years old when his father died. His great desire was to become a priest, but since his family was unable to give him the necessary education, he became a baker's assistant, devoting all his spare time to study. Redemptorist preacher and reformer, he was born in December, on December 26th, 1751, in Morvaria, the ninth child of a butcher and his wife, and was baptized John. Clement Mary might be called the second founder of the Redemptorists, as it was he who carried the congregation of St. Alphonsus Liguori to the people north of the Alps. John, the name given him at baptism, was born in Morvaria, into a poor family, the ninth of 12 children. Although he longed to be a priest, there was no money for studies, and he was apprenticed to a baker. But God guided the young man's fortunes. He found work in the bakery of a monastery, where he was allowed to attend classes in its Latin school. After the abbot there died, John tried the life of a hermit. But when Emperor Joseph II abolished hermitages, John again returned to Vienna and to baking. One day, after serving Mass at the Cathedral of St. Stephen, he called a carriage for two ladies waiting there in the rain. In their conversation, they learned that he could not pursue his priestly studies because of a lack of funds. They generously offered to support both John and his friend Thaddeus in their seminary studies. The two went to Rome, where they were drawn to St. Alphonsus' vision of religious life and to the Redemptorist. The two young men were ordained together in 1785. Newly professed at age 34, Clement Mary, as he was now called, and Thaddeus were sent back to Vienna, but the religious difficulties there caused them to leave and continue north to Warsaw, Poland. There they encountered numerous German-speaking Catholics who had been left priestless by the suppression of the Jesuits. At first, they had to live in great poverty and preach outdoor sermons. Eventually, they were given the Church of St. Benno, and for the next 9 years, they preached 5 sermons a day, 2 in German and 3 in Polish, converting many to the faith. They were active in social work among the poor, founding an orphanage, and then a school for boys, drawing candidates to the congregation. They were able to send missionaries to Poland, Germany, and Switzerland. All of these foundations eventually had to be abandoned because of the political and religious tensions of the times. After 20 years of difficult work, Clement Mary himself was imprisoned and expelled from the country. Only after another arrest was he able to reach Vienna, where he was to live and work the final 12 years of his life. He quickly became the apostle of Vienna, hearing the confessions of the rich and the poor, visiting the sick, acting as a counselor to the powerful, sharing his holiness with all in the city. His crowning work was the establishment of a Catholic college in his beloved city. Persecution followed Clement Mary, and there were those in authority who were able for a while to stop him from preaching. An attempt was made at the highest levels to have him banished, but His Holiness and fame protected him and prompted the growth of the Redemptorists. Due to his efforts, the congregation was firmly established north of the Alps by the time of his death in 1820. Bauer has been declared a saint by the Catholic Church due to his extensive service in that city. He is called the Apostle of Vienna, of which he is a co-patron saint. He is known as the patron saint of marble workers. St. Clement gave the ultimate sacrifice for his life. His willingness to give his life for his faith remains with us today as we all struggle to sacrifice our lives so that we may protect his souls. and show our love for God. He decided to devote his life to helping the poor. Here is one story about St. Clement Mary that explains how his life became one of a cherished saint. One day, St. Clement was in a pub in Austria, asking all its patrons for money for poor children, as he went from person to person, enduring the ridicule that was usually given to beggars at the time. The children followed him. He asked the men not for money for himself, but for his children, as he listened to their hurtful comments. He came upon one man who was very bitter and spit a mouthful of beer into St. Clement's face. As was his way, he looked at the man in front of everyone and said, "That is what you have for me, but what do you have to give my children?" In the spirit of Jesus and with courage, St. Clement set an example for all the children to learn. All the other patrons in the bar saw his reaction and response, and St. Clement was flooded with coins. He and the children left that day with enough money for a hot meal and shelter for the night. And so pray to St. Clement when someone you know may be having a problem with a quick temper, or when you need to settle down yourself. He can also be invoked for help with grief, and when you need to look past someone's faults toward forgiveness. The Clement Mary Hofbauer was canonized in 1909. His liturgical feast is celebrated on March 15th. And St. Clement went with one companion to Vienna, where for the last 12 years of his life he acted as chaplain and director of an Ursuline convent. There he exercised a veritable apostolate among all classes in the capital. He devoted himself in a special way to the conversion and formation of young men. When he died in 1821, Pope Pius VII said, "Religion in Austria has lost its chief support." Thank you, Lord, for the lives of these precious saints who gave so much of themselves to helping the poor and the disadvantaged, and helping those to find you, O Lord, from out of the slums of some of these cities where there were no hope. He, in your name, brought them hope. And with the love, centered with the love of you, Lord, and Our Lady, He went one soul at a time, one person at a time. He went to spread hope to those who needed it most, and everybody. So thank you, Lord, for the lives of these precious saints. And today, we definitely, for those who have addictions of all kinds, we pray for them, Lord. We pray for those who need deliverance. We pray for those who have abandoned the Holy Catholic faith. We pray for all those, Lord, who are in most need of your mercy, to make the Mass the center of our lives, and to pray the rosary, and to never give up, and to understand that sometimes this is work. If it was easy, everybody would be doing it, I guess. But no, that's not what our Lord wants the best of ourselves. He wants us to offer ourselves into doing His will. And through His Holy Catholic Church, the sacraments, we can help, we can set the captives free through the ministry of the Church. So, thank you, Lord, for your love and for your presence. Thank you, Lord. And so we pray for America. When America is strong, the world is safer. And we pray for Pope Francis. We pray for Pope Francis and all the clergy. We pray for families. We pray for our children, Lord. We pray for children. We pray for them, Lord. We pray for their innocence and their protection, Lord. And that moms and dads work together for the common good in loving each other and loving their children and loving others and loving you above all. And so thank you, Lord, for all these great gifts that you give us. And may your light and your grace shine upon your people. And may they grow within your presence. And being in Lent, Eternal Father, I offer you the most precious blood of your divine Son, Jesus, in union with all the masses said throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in the universal church, those in my own family, poor souls in the purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in the universal church, those in my own home and within my family. And so, Donna, Catholic author and singer, Donna Corey Gibson, has arranged a beautiful rendition of the 15 Stations of the Cross. And today, we will share the 13th station.
The 13th station, Jesus is taken down from the cross.
Thank you.
After all had finally gone, and this nightmare barely done, to appear beside the sun, with courage newly won, the body of your son, your own flesh and blood. And in your arms, our Lord is laid, hurt to a heart so filled with sorrow and such pain. You hold him close and look around. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
And so let us close as we began. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good day.